making sure that your ministry is wrapped in a vision from God. We're going to find out a lot of time things that hinder our ministry is that it's not on the vision scale. And so we all need to hear this. There in Proverbs, we'll go to Jeremiah 29:11 first, and I would like you to read it out the Amplified Bible in Jeremiah 29:11. And then you have in Proverbs 29:18, where there's no vision, the people perish. So a few moments, I want to talk about what vision is and what vision is not. In that scripture in Jeremiah 29:11, it tells you how to locate your ministry properly, how to locate your ministry through vision. Because we're going to find further down the line that a lot of times we took up something somebody else was doing and haven't spent enough time with God to get our vision. Matter of fact, another scripture is Habakkuk 2:1. I will stand upon my watch and set me up on the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me. That is very important. You may find out something that you need to change. Just go ahead and make the changes. From Jeremiah 29:11, God has a plan for his church, but much more interesting is the fact that he has a plan for each member of his body. You are not created to roam about in life purposely. Now, your ministry can't be just going purposely. It has to have a focus, and that's what that vision is for. If you hear this, it will enhance and advance your courage about your ministry. You are designed for a specific placement. I like that. You're designed for a specific placement. In other words, just don't get in the box and in the crowd. Recognize that God has called you individually for something. And that you were designed for that before you were born. Again, another way to say it is, he knew you and separated you for a specific goal and assignment. That must be of uttermost in your mind to understand that what you're doing, particularly, no other man or no other woman can do it. God has called you for that particular environment, for that particular ministry. And that's what vision will do for you. But your placement in the grand master plan of God is located by vision. Now, a lot of times people out there, I remember in the early part of my ministry, swapping pulpit, bringing somebody in who I could minister exactly. They didn't have no gift, no special word. They just had the gospel. Well, I can preach the gospel. I did that for many years, not understanding, but many years back, the Lord cut it out because it was just pulpit swapping. It wasn't no vision. Very important when God gives you a vision in the area for you to carry that vision out. Here's another way to say it. Vision is the past find a tool in the hand of the believer. In other words, make a note of Joel 2:28. It talks about vision, how important vision is. If you get just a down-to-earth definition of vision, it's something seen otherwise than by ordinary sight. Now, I know personally about myself, many times God has showed me things, the crowd was going the other way. But I saw by not ordinary sight, but insight, through my vision, God was saying something to me, and I followed that vision and came out successful. Another aspect of the vision of God is unusual wisdom in foreseeing what is going to happen. That is so important in ministry because deception cannot blur your direction when you have that unusual wisdom. So a vision is based on a disclosure by revelation. And it's so important that we at LTMA understand this and flow in that direction. So your placement in the great master plan of God is located by vision. Okay? Now, where there's no vision, the people perish. Three words I wrote: direction, unfolding, and insight. Where there's no direction, listen, there cannot be progress. You need to locate direction for your life by vision, or for your ministry by vision. Where there's no direction, you know, the Bible says, step of a good man is ordered by the Lord, and he delights in all his ways, as men are led by the Spirit of God. These things never become elementary, whether you know them or not. They always must be first place in your vision and in your calling. There is, where there's no direction, there cannot be progress. And so my aim in imparting to you is to inspire you or impart to you ways that you can progress. And this is one of them: vision. Where there's no direction, so the vision gives direction, there cannot be progress. So you need to locate direction for your life by vision, or for your ministry by vision. My vision is threefold. You have a word of life, you know that. Now, some of it took a long time before you unfolded, but I kept working on the premises of that vision. Vision is the unfolding of a divine plan as it relates to an individual or to a ministry. It is having a supernatural insight, get that, into one placement in ministry or in life. Here's what it does. It provides access into a divine program for an individual. So vision put us, stand off each individual, put us into a divine program, a divine supernatural insight. Those things are so important. It therefore takes vision to find one correct placement in God's master plan. So where there's no vision, the people perish. Where there's no revelation from God, the people are going to turn contrary. And so sometimes you've got to get to the blind spot of your life, the blind spot where, Lord, I don't know what to do. What were you having to do? That your vision is made for blind spot. In the natural, you run up on a lot of blind spot, a lot of things people do that were supposed to be working with you. It become a blind spot. But if the vision is there for setting before you, especially you pastor, you're going to have direction no matter who leave, no matter who say what, who come against you. Just hold tight and look to your vision. So I want to go over that again. Where there's no direction, there cannot be progress. You got that? Where there's no direction, there cannot be progress. Now we're talking about divine, supernatural direction from God in the vision and the calling he'll call you to do. So you need to locate direction from your vision. Vision, again, I'm going over it, is the unfolding of a divine plan as it relates to an individual. One of the things that keep me in the comfort zone somewhat is that I know I'm in God's divine plan. You have to know that, but you can't know that. We're going to find out that ambition, impression, imagination, confirmation, association, none of those things are vision. And you need to know that. A lot of times people think that they operate in a vision. They're not. So here we go. Vision is not an invention, but a discovery of a set plan. Vision is not. So you can't invent a vision. But it is a discovery of a set plan. Many things have been mistaken for vision. Here we're going to draw a sharp line of demarcation between vision and these other elements. I thought this, when I studied this, I thought it was so important to ministry, because I believe a lot of time we let people distract us from who God has designed us to be or to do. We sometimes go with fads, go with popular things, and that's one of the things that the Spirit of God, every time I am to go in some direction all over the years, and the Lord called me on the carpet, he said, where are you going? What are you doing? Why are you reading that? I was reading one man's books one time, and in my car, and the Lord said, you get him out of here. What are you reading that for? Don't you know that's secular? That ain't no vision. a lot of things have come into the church that is secular, and that if we get into it, we're not going to have the power of God to back us up. That's so important. So one of the first things that can cripple a ministry is ambition without vision, self-made plans. Let's go over that for a minute. I'll give you four or five things under that. There's one expectation of what one looked forward to achieving. There's one's expectation of what one looked forward to achieving. That's the ambition. Thus, it's a self-made plan. Remember, we start out with the plan of God. Now, it's noticed that nothing is wrong with being ambitious, but without vision, the people perish. So if a minister is perishing, his people is perishing. Ambition is liable to failure and can even destroy the ambition one. You see, so what we're saying is, a lot of times ministers start out with ambition with no vision. Only ambition that falls in line with God's plan becomes fruitful. The statement is Absalom was ambitious, and his ambition killed him. Here's what ambition says: I want it by all means. But vision says, I have it because God says it, and I'm in his plan. Ambition, listen to this, is a brother of anxiety, whereas vision is a relative of peace. Now, I'm going to read that over because I want to download, impart this to you as you trust me to impart to you most of these things. I have lived them. Some of them I had to learn the hard way because I was in a jungle of unbelief and tradition and religion. So God brought me through that wilderness experience for this very present moment. And I think you need to hear this clearly because you can be ambitious and think it's a vision and trying to build a building, trying to do something that God has not told you to do. Then when God has not told you to do, you're on the knees praying, you're fasting, and no provision. See, he said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. So that's another thing now, remember, what God gives vision for, he gives provision for. Get that? What God gives vision for, he gives provision for. That is so important. And then, thank God, Jesus is the star. I give him the glory. But in my ministry and over the years I was traveling, and I want to impart some of this to you, the provision was always there at whatever level I was at the given time. And it kept going up and up and up and up. It's still going. So it's because of a vision from God, a plan from God, a direction from God. And I don't know, some of y'all came from under different people. I've seen some of y'all lives change after we got together and start flowing in that vision-like character of overseer or leader. It is powerful. So this is nothing for us to take lightly what God is saying to us. Other words, he's saying that you could be operating in an ambition and not operating in vision. And I like this statement. Ambition says, I want it by all means. See, that's what ambition says. I'll do whatever it takes to get it. Can't do that. Here's what vision says. I have it. Here's what vision says. I have it because God says it. See, I'm in his plan. So you see, ambition is a brother of anxiety. If you have an anxiety in your ministry, look like things not working out, check your vision. Whereas vision is a relative of peace. Now, vision, I know this personally. Vision will try to be spiritual. Vision will be trying to, secular people will try to speak in it. They'll try to give you good, positive, optimistic advice, but the Spirit didn't say it. And so that's a danger, and that's what I want to cover LTMA, all of you all, with a good secular advice. Things look like a good building, and I got to get this good. No. Listen to what God's saying. Don't right now, a lot of people in trouble. They bill, and God didn't tell them bill. Some of them bill too big. They got these big old billing, and don't know what to do with them now. So thank God that we know the truth. So I want you to hear in Proverbs, in Psalm 85:8, here's what it says. I will hear what God, the Lord, will speak. Be sure you're hearing what he's saying. For he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. So if you want to stay in your life, in your ministry, stay in a peaceful place, listen and hear what he is speaking. He always knows what he's doing. So this self-made plan now, LTMA, I want to pull anybody out of self-made plan. The Holy Ghost, thank God we got the Holy Ghost. I want your ministry to grow, but I want it to grow properly. I'm not so concerned about speed, but I'm talking about accuracy, that you're balanced and that you're blessed at the same time. Now, so vision is not ambition. It's not self-made plan. We heard some things about that. You hear it again on the tape. The second thing that vision is not is impression. This is being carried away in one's thoughts about what one lacks in others. For example, their vocation, business, or ministry. See, you can get impressed by someone on television, impressed by some book, impressed by some idea, but you can never let impression, impression, and that's what it lead to, take the place of vision. Let me read this about impression again. This is being carried away in one's thoughts about what one lack in others. For example, their vocation, business, or ministry. These thoughts, when compounded, pose as a signal for direction. But they're what can be called an impression. So you got to watch it. In the 1 Thessalonians 5:21, prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. Okay, so the Lord had to deal with me early in my ministry, jumping from one place to another one, and I still study. I study a lot. But the value of my vision override anything to try to turn me another way. So many have mistaken impressions today for vision and have been chasing after the wind. Hear that. I want to get this to you, audience. Many have mistaken impression today for vision and have been chasing after the wind. So if you see any way that your ministry is not flourishing as it should at whatever level you are, and you know by your spirit, you know. If you vex, that vexation will leave you today, because I want you to sit down and meditate and wait and make sure that the vision you have is God's plan. And when if it's a vision from God, I want you to hear this clearly, the provision will be there. Now, provision, I'm not only talking about financial provision. I'm talking about all the provision you need to manifest what God have called you to do. All right. Now, let's go to another one. And real tricky, because at the Tower of Babel, they were gone with imagination. But there's a negative imagination. There's a worldly imagination. There's a man-made imagination. And then there's the image or imagination from God in your soul. But the next substitute or tricky aspect of vision is imagination. The word imagination is derived from the word image, which also means shadow. Imagination is the act of image formation. Now listen, class, it's very powerful, but destructive when not properly handled. That's why I mentioned the Tower of Babel. The Lord had to go down and destroy. They were building. Think about that. Building. But that building is not the answer to success. It is true that what one doesn't see, one doesn't possess. But the snag in the imagination that the outside, that is outside the word of God, it can be misguided. It can intoxicate until it destroys. So, you know, your vision must be in place that your imagination won't get in a gaze. That sounds kind of good. You see, to keep your vision in place, because your imagination, it can cause things to happen, but yet you're not in the divine plan of God. So something going to happen, but all the things he designed for you to happen will not happen. It's so blessed. You'll be so blessed when you're in the plan of God, your vision of God. I mean, when something looks like it's going wrong, you know you're in the right plan of God, so you know God is with you all the way. That's important. Thus, imagination is not a vision. So you can sit down and work yourself up. Though it is powerful, but it's not tangible substance as a vision. A vision is tangible substance in the spirit realm. It is a dream. It lacks a floating idea. It can fault and fail the imagination. Indeed, imagination that is not aligned with the word of God can end up frustrating the dreamer. But when in line with God's word, is absolutely powerful. So here it is. A powerful imagination can cause the dreamer to attain the ultimate in his visionary pursuit. Notice that now. Visionary pursuit. And the thing we're keeping in before you in this impartation is I would be improper as I think about this morning not to share this magnificent secret of vision. I know we know about vision. I know we know of that scripture, but we've got to constantly let our vision guide us, know from God. This is what you want to do. This is how you want to do it. And so you can get an imagination plan. You can see building. We write stuff on the wall and make great confession. But is that in the vision? See, that can cause problems. And I've been through that segment of ministry. You write all this stuff down. Did God tell you to do it? Did it come from God? Is it in God's plan? You see what I'm saying, LTM? I don't care why you are in ministry. This message is so important. Because what they're going to do is correct a lot of things that have been punching holes in your ministry. And probably many of y'all are supposed to be further in what you are, but we're going to move from patterns and plans now, and just pattern and plans to make sure that the vision is God's plan. As you listen to this tape, I pray to God that it will continue to minister to you, because I'm listening myself, and I would ask a lot of questions after this lesson. Is this part of God's vision? Is this part of God's plan? Because Apostle Paul revealed all the stuff he went through, jail and different things, but by knowing that he was operating in God's vision, he just kept going on. I mean, he couldn't get disheartened because he knew God was responsible for how he come out. Very important. And I pray to God that today, that whatever struggling, whatever stagnation that is on your life and your ministry, the Holy Ghost can breathe on it. That apostolic government will put you in a divine alignment that you can see and enjoy in spite of what God have called you to do. Cut your dependency upon men and the little circles. You don't need no little circle. You need direction from God. I talk about it. I give God the glory. Jesus is the star. But my ministry is a primary example of that. And I had to knock my head side the wall because my head got in the way sometime. Other people got in the way sometime. You know, when I found my spiritual father, who was training me to where I needed to go, I followed him. And it's powerful. It is so powerful. The connection, the fire, the wind is blowing, the fire is burning, the rain is falling, the oil is out. I mean, it's just, connection is so powerful. And that's why I'm with conviction, I'm sharing this with you that we can correct those little irritating things in our ministry, as if somebody can hold you back. Nobody can hold you back. If you got a vision from God, God will lead you into green pastures beside still waters. He'll restore your soul and lead you to paths of righteousness, as the scripture said, as David wrote, "The Lord is my shepherd." Now, not only, and I'm only going to go a few more minutes, not only is what vision is not, it's not ambition, it's not impression, it's not imagination. Vision is not situation. What is situation? This is a direction arrived at as a result of what one is going through at a particular time. You can't do that. See, you can't do that. Situation is going to come up, but they're not vision. Stick with the vision, not the situation. The situation could be one or two things. It could be try to destroy you or get you to another level. Situation. Sound like direction, but it can be grossly misleading. Let me get it again. Situation. This is a direction arrived at as a result of what one is going through at a particular time. It sounds like direction, but it can be grossly misleading. For instance, someone is not doing well in business, and suddenly he perceives it because God is calling him to preach. No, that don't work. That is not vision. It is situation. Again, someone else had been looking for a job for a long time and had found none. So he believed God is asking him out of the country for one thing or the other. You got to watch all those things. Vision keeps you focused. Vision keeps you in alignment. Vision, the three part of my vision, I know when I'm stepping out of alignment. If I'm not changing the life of people to the word of God, if I'm not equipping the body of Christ to evangelize the world, if I'm not making people covenant winners, I'm out of my. And then the calling he put on my life about this money and prosperity and increase and abundance. These are the places God had placed me, and I got to stay in those places. Now, that's the vision God has for my ministry. Many people today love explaining the situation instead of pursuing a vision. It can be irksome. The preaching ministry in particular has been the biggest victim of these explorers. Many in the church think misfortune is a stepping stone into ministry. No. See, just because you got misfortune, boy, God will be punishing you. No. You got to have a calling. You got to have a vision. Jeremiah 23:21 says, "I have not sent these prophets, yet they reign." See, you got to make sure that the dynamics of the vision, of the insight from God, is in place. Do not allow your life to be directed by situation and circumstances, because it will lead you nowhere. So we're going to have some circumstances. I've had tons of them, but you cannot let them violate what God has called you to do. You could have men turn on you, women turn on you, family turn on you, the city turn on you, the state turn on you. It doesn't matter, because they're not great as you are. They're not as great as the God who called you. And you finally going to come out, right? Right here in Darrow, they tried to seem like they're trying to shut us out. None of them came. But God did it anyway. I mean, when they look up, you know, I talk about it all the time. We here got 600 acres of land. All Darrow just about belong to us now. And so, same way as being any city, if you follow the vision and plan of God, it includes everything. So don't allow yourself the circumstance and the situation to call you to think God is turning something around. No, you sit down and talk to God about it, because God just might be going through, taking you through something right now, letting that happen, that you walk through it and you grow stronger and stronger and know the vision. The vision of God will never fail you. Another thing vision is not, and I guess it lay on what I just talked about, reaction. Reaction. A lot of times people substitute reaction, situation for vision. Reaction. They find themselves in what they are doing today by reason of things they detested some people, places, or system. So they reacted. And if Satan gets you to react, Bible said, "Be sure to speak swiftly here." This is the origin of the breakaway syndrome in church today. I had it happen here. That man, I had that constitution. I would not take that new policy. I think that kind of discipline be meted out to me. Therefore, I would begin my own church. That is. All my own ministry. God has said nothing. Now, God have not said nothing. As a matter of fact, I had a man almost say that I could do it better than that man or woman. And I don't know if pastors, y'all been pastors. I don't know if y'all had. I know Dr. Farr had a situation one time. Probably more than one. I've had them. Good men, good women. I feel sorry for them because they couldn't wait on God. And I don't think God had called them to do nothing. But the guideline that my vision was given here at Word of Life, they didn't want to handle it anymore. And it's sad. It's a reaction. I mean, when you see somebody fail like that, it's a reaction. Reaction is, in most cases, an act of insubordination and an overestimation of oneself. Wow. You heard that? Reaction is, in most cases, an act of insubordination and an overestimation of oneself. I've seen it. Here's where they made a mistake. You acted. Through Moses in Egypt is a very good example of reaction. It was the vision of God. Through reaction, he killed the Egyptian who had man out of the Israelite and dwelt in the wilderness. Then he had dwelt in the wilderness for 40 years. she says, I believe he finally located himself through meekness, referring to him as the meek man on the surface of the earth. But eventually that gave him a vision in the case of a reaction, it cost him a lot for a year. So what we're saying now is, what I'm saying to you now is, let's make the correction. Let's get the direction from the vision of God. Not ambition, not a situation, not a reaction. These things that we're talking about, they are not. Reaction, if not dealt with, can slow down one pace in life. It may even destroy one's destiny altogether. Ooh, ooh. Watch out. You may have 40 years of witness warning to your journey in life. So Ecclesiastes 7:17 says, be not overmuch wicked, neither be thou foolish. Why shouldst thou die before thy time? So what we're saying here, the only reaction become a revelation. Because it's not. And that's why the enemy getting into our ministry, something went wrong. Look, hey, I've got to deal with this. The Lord had brought me on the car. What are you doing? Reaction, if not dealt with, can slow down one pace in life and may even destroy one destiny altogether. So, ladies and gentlemen, daughters and sons, don't react. Don't react. Get the revelation. Keep your mind renewed. And don't let your ministry be held back for many years. Now, for my own personal blessing, I've had in my time past reacted to something, but by my devotion, spending time with God, they were corrected to the point that they wasn't even able to hold me, slow me down. So let me come to a close. I'm going to use one more with vision here, and we'll take it up in our next impartation. I'll be teaching these same things in the school of ministry, but I wanted you to have them. What vision is not. Vision is not confirmation. You know, we get real tough when we get them confirmation. Let me read a few things too. This is seeking the affirmation of others in deciding what step to take in life. God is never moved by multitudes or popular opinion. If all the prophets in the world prophesied one into a preaching ministry and God had not called him, he has not called one. Even if all the members of the local church he belongs see him as a worldwide evangelist, but not see him as one, then he is not. Stop being led by men, rather be led by God. If you let God lead you, then you say, well, Apostle, we on the phone with you. Yes. Yes. God is God designed structure. When you say something like that, you better not put all your confidence in me. You got your confidence in God. But yet God has set up where you have leaders, have people over you, and a lot of times they are cutting you, having you to do things. You say, shoot, I don't know what I want to do that. No. And God is trying to get you somewhere all the time, all the time. If that leader loves you, that leader is not trying to get nothing out of you. That leader is trying to get something in you all the time, all the time, trying to get something in you. Matter of fact, the leader, if he properly follows the vision, don't have no need. So what restriction and direction and correction are all protection trying to get you somewhere. That's what the children of Israel, some of them got contrary, sent 12 spies, 10 come back with some crazy report, and as if the leader didn't tell them the right thing. But those two boys entered into the promised land because they paid attention and they knew it for a reason. What they saw was a reason for them to see it, but they followed the leader. They followed the vision. They kept the plan. We'll take up in our next session, I'll go down to confirmation, association, and deal with a lot of information here. Natural instinct, inspiration, locating yourself. I want to take that up because this is so important. Take heed to thyself, consistency. We're going to deal with all of that. Contentment, location, knowing your timing, know the method, just on and on and on. Placement is by election of grace. I need to break all this down, and I'll study it. In our next session, I'll teach on that more, and then I might step into the place of the anointing. So God bless you. You know, the Prosperity Revival is in November. We just put it on the marquee here. Word of Life presented. The virtue is virtue. Ron will be ministering with us. I'm excited about it. But in that last money coming, impartation was powerful. And the Lord is showing me more things about what to share with the body of Christ. So I'm excited. God bless. I'll turn you back over to Leroy. I'll see you real soon.
Few things before we get off. Number one, we do know we have the Prosperity Bible coming up on November the 2nd through the 6th. It will be virtual. Everything will be online. And so it'll be, again, November the 2nd through the 6th. We'll have two sessions per day, 10:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Daily, all times of Central Standard Time. Also, we have Matriarch that we'll be selling Mom Thompson on that Friday night. We'll do the same process that we did for Founders Day since we're doing it virtual. You all will receive a link pretty soon within the next couple of days of how you can virtually present your seed of honor to Mom Thompson so we can celebrate it that night. And real soon, we will meet together for two things. It'll be in the next 2 weeks. Number one, we'll meet and we'll talk about Matriarchs night. And second of all, I want to make sure that every pastor in LTMA has some type of witnessing campaign happening in their churches. And so I'm not sure. I want to make sure and hold everybody accountable, all the pastors that are accountable, making sure that we are following suit with what Apostle is doing and creating that salvation campaign and doing the apostolic work that we're supposed to be doing, such as demanding performance, not just performance services, but demanding performance out of the people that we lead. So I will give those dates to you within the next couple of days. I think everything is clear. Again, thank you for joining us this morning.